Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're operating at an enterprise level, nothing drives success more than effective team communication. Grammarly for Enterprise enables your company to work smarter and faster. Other AI tools can't quantify impact. With Grammarly, you get measurable results and actionable insights, like tracking key metrics that include brand compliance and readability from their effective communication score. Because when you're able to visualize your team's impact and compare performance against industry benchmarks, you can make data-driven decisions that improve critical business outcomes. So whether you need to streamline messaging between technical and marketing initiatives or cut down on emails between external collaborators, you can trust Grammarly to help employees communicate effectively across the board. Start boosting productivity company-wide with Grammarly. Visit Grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. That's Grammarly.com/enterprise.
What are the ways that you memorialize your pet, especially after you lose it? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix because I got sad news to share with you. My daughter's dog, my daughter Haley, her little pup Honey, only 16 months old. Long story, got sick, had to put her down recently.
And it happened tough. It happened so fast.
It did.
You guys were dealing with this over the weekend.
Yeah.
16 months old is a tragedy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are asking, and I see this on social, do you know why or do you know what happened?
The vets couldn't figure anything out. There was something with the blood issue, the immune system, just a genetic thing. You know, just happened to happen after getting, all she got was fluid because she was a little dehydrated. And then things just kind of spawn from there.
Yeah.
Now, the vet did tell us when once all everything was said and done, the vet did say, you know, this could happen with a rabies shot, the distemper shot, you know, the updated vaccinations that dogs need could happen, you know, with anything like that.
Her body's makeup reacting.
It just reacted that way. Or if
so
we needed to do a surgery, she wasn't spayed yet. We were planning on that for this year. So, you know, if she was put under anesthetic, could have happened then. Just the way the body reacts to things was different. She had something in her DNA where her immune system just said, nope, we don't like anything. Turned around, started, you know, going after her body. So we had to put the poor pup down. So now my daughter, Haley, not only has memorialized her on social media.
I know. I was seeing Haley's posts and
all over.
I'm bawling looking at those pictures. I mean, 16 months old, that is a tragedy. You don't get a pet expecting that to happen. They're not even 2 years old. And my gosh, was she the cutest little puppy ever?
She was.
Seeing those videos of Honey, she ruled the world. Like she was a little pup, but she was a boss.
She was a little S. You know what I mean?
She had a big
and a little
personality.
B.
She lived.
Absolutely.
She lived every day to the fullest
I got a picture posted on our Mix Facebook page, and with that question, how do you memorialize your pet? Now, the WVRC, who took great care of her and tried, they did a great job. They offer up, like, hey, here's a paw print in jewelry, a coffee mug, an urn. But is there any other way that people do this? We've heard from folks, our mixed family, who have called in and said, oh, I've got my dog's ashes blank and here and there and, you know, this kind of thing. But how do you do it? Is there any, you know, good ideas that maybe we can do to try and memorialize lost pet?
The paw print is always a really great idea. And you said that you did get that. But then what do you do with the print after you
have it? Is there anything else you can do?
For Coco, we still have Coco's ashes up on a shelf on one of the bookcases. Uh-huh. And we have the paw prints just sitting next to it. But I know you guys all have so many great ideas and suggestions of things that you've done when you've gone through things like this.
Better than the hamsters and gerbils that I have buried around the house with little rocks that say their names.
Aww.
And all that. When the kids were little, you know, I had to do that. And we just have little markers.
I'm just so heartbroken for you guys.
This is a lot bigger. Yeah, this will be a lot bigger.
Well, this is your daughter's first baby. This was her puppy.
She brought it home. Yeah, she brought it home on the way home from Florida when she wanted to move back here. She said, I need a companion when I'm going to school. And so she's in nursing school, and when she's studying, that was her buddy. So she wants to keep something close to her and memorialize her, too. So if anybody can help out our mixed family, 414-432-1099. What's a good way to memorialize your pet? What do you have in your house?
Or yeah, maybe what have you done?
Wearing a pendant or a wristband or something like that, a bracelet of some sort. What is it? Give us your ideas. 414-432-1099. What are some of the ways that you remember your pet? You memorialize your lost pet. We're talking about it because my daughter Haley lost her little girl, Honey, recently. And Kate, you're here to help out. How did you do it, or what are some of your ideas?
I actually just went through this recently with my dog. I have his paw print. I have it tattooed on the inside of my forearm.
Aww. You have a tattoo of the paw print? What a great idea!
I made a shadow box, and it's got his collar and his tag. It's got his favorite toy. It's got some pictures of him.
That's so sweet.
I was never good at making shadow boxes in school, so I'm going to have to defer that to my daughter. I'm like, here. That is awesome, though. Thank you so much for that advice and those ideas.
And hugs to you as well, since you've experienced that loss also.
Yeah, Kate, we feel it for you.
Thank you.
We've got a message here from mixed listener Jessica that said she had a black granite headstone made with the Rainbow Bridge printed on it with the dog's photo etched in it as well. It's in the backyard. That's something you could do as well.
Sure, absolutely. Stephanie, we're talking about ways you memorialize your pet. How did you do it?
Well, it's for my sister's pet. They lost their dog this last July. And they posted a whole lot of pictures on Facebook of their family with the dog over the last 16 years.
Oh, wow.
And so I Mod Podged 43 ornaments for the family to divvy up of all their memories. And they absolutely loved them. They were crying. They were talking about their memories.
Wow.
Stephanie, that's a great idea.
What a great idea that is.
And, and something to put your energy into when you're going through such a hard time as well.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks so much
for that message.
That's a great way to memorialize a pet. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We've got a text message here on the Siding Unlimited text line that said, Radar, there's a place in Racine called Hot Shop Glass.
Hot Shop Glass, okay.
That will make a glass-blown paperweight using the ashes.
No way.
Yes, this came from Jenny. She signed her name on the text message. Here's another text. It says, memorialize a lost pet by saving another life. Maddock is full and has pets waiting for their forever home.
Yes, absolutely. And we're talking about this because my daughter Haley had to have her little baby, basically 16-month-old Honey, put down. We've talked about Honey on the show before.
Yeah, Honey was such a sweet pup.
Honey got sick, had to put her down. And we'll take one more call on how you memorialize your pet. Want to try and remember her and ideas that our mixed family have. Wendy, on line four, what did you do? What's your ideas?
I had a Blue Heeler. He was 4 years old. He passed suddenly.
I'm sorry to hear about that, too. It's almost like the same thing that we're going through. But, what is your idea of how to memorialize that Blue Heeler?
I purchased almost life-size, like, concrete statue.
Wow.
And I had it personally painted to look exactly like he did in real life.
So he's going to live on in that statue for you.
Correct.
Where did you get that made?
Yeah.
I got it up by Preston, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a concrete mold or whatever they decided to do with that, and you grabbed it there. That is a really good way to do that. We really appreciate our mixed family for everything that they offer up. And for anybody else who's lost a pet, we're very sorry, because going through that, it's hard.
It's been emotional.
You've been through that, too.
It's been emotional. Yeah, because you love your pets, and they don't understand what's going on.
They don't.
And they're helpless in so many cases with this. And you loving your pet and giving Honey so much love, and Honey knowing how much she was loved, is the greatest gift you can give an animal.
I think she's stealing shoes up in heaven right now.